How are you?
Great.
Good.
Great.
And you notice I mentioned grandkids, because that's always top of my list when I have a discussion.
Always.
Should have had them first, shouldn't we?
In some cases, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't know how that exactly would happen. If there's a geneticist in the crowd, maybe they could work with us on that. Grandkids, of course, can say things that other people would say, and they don't offend us. My granddaughter the other day came home from preschool and wanted to know if I had been a pilgrim. You can connect with that.
Yeah.
We're of the same vintage, I think.
Yeah, pretty close.
Anyway, Danny, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about each year we come at convention, there's or at the Commodity Classic, there's hot topics. And the one that's been in the news the last year, and even was a bit last year, is the issue of sustainability. And I know that your organization has worked with a lot of others, partnered with a lot of others on this particular topic. Can you tell me about that project a little bit and how it's going?
Yeah, glad to. The Soybean Sustainability Protocol is what we have named our program, and it's been really a joint effort between the American Soybean Association, United Soybean Board, and the United States Soybean Export Council. And we really, due to requests from consumers and our customers, mainly in the EU and from other parts of the world, really have asked us to are asking for sustainably produced products. And we know that U.S. soybeans are the most sustainably produced soybean in the world. And we wanted to document that and have that available. And so we've got we benchmarked it against other sustainability protocols from other nations. And so we match very favorably. Well, I think we're on top. And so it's really, as we go forward, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to tell the message of how we've improved our sustainability here in the United States.
Well, you've segued in perfectly to something I wanted to ask that a lot of people I know in the room are interested in. When we say sustainability, we're not just talking in American agriculture. We have to pay attention to what's going on elsewhere as well. Soybeans, of course, being the number one agriculture export commodity, how do we fit into foreign sustainability practices, demands, and needs?
Well, it's as we look at other nations are making demands that our products are sustainably sourced. The EU has a renewable energy directive that we think is taking us in the wrong direction.
It's got a name. What's it? RED?
RED.
RED.
RED. Yeah. Renewable Energy Directive. So mm-hmm. RED.
Everything's an acronym.
Yeah. Yes. And but that is really an arbitrary program that really is a disguised trade barrier. And the really disappointing fact is they use production data and transportation costs from Brazil to make that decision. They don't use the data from here where we have great advantages in transportation and production cost. And so it's disappointing that they've taken that, and we continue to work with the European nations to make sure that we get that reversed and maybe get back that market that we've lost over there.
Are we making progress in that vein?
Very slow progress.
Slow train.
Slow.
Well, the one thing I noticed when I was reading your bio is that this is not just something that you preach as president of ASA, but also in your personal operation. You practice a lot of sustainability practices. Tell me a little bit about your operation and what you do.
Well, it's sustainability to me is really, or I think for all farmers, is maybe generational, because most farmers, probably 95% of all U.S. farms are family farms.
Sure.
And most of them have been multiple generations. So it's really when we make decisions on what we do on the farm, we want to make sure that we're making a decision for today, but we're also making it for the future too, because we want our children and our grandchildren to inherit those farms or to join us one day on the farm.
That'd be the key component of sustainability,
yes.
Right there.
Our home farm, my grandfather started it in 1944. It was a few weeks after he bought it, his neighbors told him that it was the worst piece of land he could have bought, that it was only good purpose for it was to hold the world together. I always thought they could have told him that. I always thought they could have told him that on the front end instead of the back end.
That's still fairly important, yeah.
But my grandfather was, he was a stubborn man, and he really looked back, and he was determined that he was going to make it work, and through terracing and and just hard work and cover crops, you know, he built it up. And today that's some of the most productive land we have. And to me, that's over a period of 70 years now. My brother and I farm together now. We're moving into no-till and reduced till. And to me, that's really the definition of sustainability, is we've taken a piece of land that was not productive 70 years ago, and we made it more productive today. And to be ready to feed those 9 billion people we're going to have on Earth in the future.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, President of the American Soybean Association, nice round of applause for Danny Murphy. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.